Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, Ida Smith has passed away. She passed away on February 22, 2015, surrounded by her closest mortal friends. Ida was 83 years old. She was born on December 12, 1931, and was a longtime resident of Orem, Utah. Now, you might be asking, well, who in the world is Ida Smith? Well, as we continue in her obituary, this is what it says.
Ida was a direct descendant of Hiram Smith, brother of Joseph Smith Jr., founder of the LDS Mormon religion. Ida's ancestors include many prominent members and leaders of the LDS Mormon Church. Two of her closest friends were U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch and former Senator Bob Bennett. Ida was preceded in death by her loving parents, Joseph F. Smith and Ruth Pingree Smith.
Yeah, and Joseph F. Smith is Joseph Fielding Smith, not to be confused with the 10th president of the Mormon Church. Joseph Fielding Smith, Ida Smith's father, was the presiding patriarch for a very short period of time, from 1942 until 1946. As it goes on in her obituary, it talks about her friendship with a man by the name of Christopher Nemelka.
It says, Ida's most trusted friends in life were Myrna, her neighbor of many years, and Christopher M. Nemelka, both of whom were among those who enjoyed Ida's last moments of this lone and dreary world.
And this is the big controversy surrounding Ida Smith, because Ida Smith had a grave plot in the Smith section of the Salt Lake City Cemetery. And she came to know Christopher Nemelka, who claimed that he was visited by Joseph Smith as he was working in the Salt Lake Temple, and that Joseph Smith told Christopher Nemelka that he was, in fact, the reincarnated Hiram Smith. Now, you can see why Ida Smith would find this probably very intriguing, because Christopher Nemelka is actually a reincarnated relative of hers. Now, Mormons don't believe in reincarnation, folks. This is something that Christopher Nemelka came up with. Christopher Nemelka, in and of himself, is a very colorful and controversial figure. But Christopher Nemelka was able to convince Ida Smith that he, in fact, was the reincarnated Hiram, and he talked her into giving him her cemetery plot, to which Christopher Nemelka had a headstone place. And if you would like to see what this headstone looks like, we invite you to go to mrm.org and then type in the extension Christopher-Nemelka, spelled N-E-M-E-L-K-A.
And on that site, on that page, you actually have included some videos that you took, because you went to the dedication ceremony that took place in June of 2010. In fact, you were the only one at that gravesite as they dedicated it to him that was actually filming. I didn't see anybody else filming, and others have used your video to explain more about Christopher Nemelka.
Yeah, the local media didn't show up for one reason or another, but I happened to have my little camera there, and I just started taping the attorney for Christopher Nemelka. His name was Rod Vessels. Now, we understand that Rod Vessels was once a faithful devotee of Christopher Nemelka. He has since left the movement, but in his testimony, and you can watch what he says at the dedication, he was very much a believer in Nemelka at this time and spoke of Nemelka having the truth and how he translated the sealed portion of the gold plates. That is really Christopher Nemelka's big claim to fame. He claims that he translated the sealed portion of the gold plates. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you're not familiar with the story, Joseph Smith Jr., the founder of the Mormon movement, claimed that when he was given the gold plates by the angel Moroni, two-thirds of the plates were sealed. And when if you ever look at any drawings or paintings of the gold plates, you'll see this metal strap that goes along the bottom portion of the gold plates. Joseph Smith, according to the story, did not translate that bottom two-thirds of the gold plates. He only translated the top 2 inches, and that's what gives us the Book of Mormon. Nemelka claims that he was able to translate the bottom two-thirds of the plate, and he wrote a book called The Sealed Portion. And Ida was apparently convinced that Christopher Nemelka was telling the truth, became very enamored with the truth claims that Nemelka was telling people, and ended up giving him her grave plot.
And let's read the rest of the obituary to understand more on this. And obviously, Christopher Nemelka had a role in writing this obituary. But it says, it was Ida's wish to let the world know that after a lifelong search for happiness and real truth, she found solace and fulfillment in the marvelous work and a wonder. And there's a registration mark there. Ida wanted all of her friends and family members to know about this marvelous find. Ida desired that anyone interested in her life read Joseph Smith's inspired translation of the biblical book of Isaiah, chapter 29, in regards to the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon. Some of Ida Smith's last words were, quote, it's a marvelous work and a wonder, end quote. And then it goes on and gives the information as to where her life would be remembered at a memorial service.
Now, we might mention that we do have, as we've said, this long article dealing with Christopher Nemelka. You can also see the video of the dedication of the headstone that is still there to this day, although right after it was installed, somebody pushed the thing over. Because when I went out to the cemetery a while later, I could see that the headstone was missing, and the grass where apparently the headstone was laying for a considerable period of time was actually brown from lack of sunlight. And when I asked in the cemetery office what had happened to the headstone, they would only tell me that it was being repaired. They would not tell me why it was being repaired, but apparently somebody, we have to assume, tried to vandalize the headstone. It's an interesting headstone. It's one of the few headstones I've ever seen that has a website on it. And it's colorful too. It has blue and gold on it. But you can go out to the Salt Lake Cemetery and see this at the north end of the Smith section of the Salt Lake City Cemetery. Now, what's interesting is because Ida Smith gave her cemetery plot to Christopher Nemelka, she's not buried in the Salt Lake City Cemetery.
And that's a major thing, because you have to understand, in families like this, they're all buried together in the same area where the cemetery, the Salt Lake Cemetery, is dedicated to many Mormon families of prestige, like the Smith family. There's Nemelka's headstone, and Ida's not even buried anywhere in Salt Lake City.
Now, from what I understand, her parents are buried in that section, so she would have originally been close to where her parents are buried, but not now. As far as we understand, she's buried in the Orem City Cemetery, which is in another county. But apparently Christopher Nemelka, he's still around, he's still a very controversial figure, and he's still trying to convince people that he is in fact the reincarnated Hiram Smith, the brother of Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon movement. My question is, when I was listening to Christopher Nemelka give a talk on June 16, 2010, and that's a significant date in Mormon history, and Nemelka made a big deal out of it. This was the anniversary date of Joseph Smith's sermon in the Grove. He spoke at a local church on this, and I was fascinated by some of the things that he was saying. And remember, Eric, you were with me at that time. There was a couple that was there. They were pretty disgusted with Christopher Nemelka, and they ended up walking out while he was talking.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
And it made me think, as this, I have to assume, LDS couple was leaving, who didn't believe that Nemelka's claims were valid, I was wondering, well, why would this LDS couple be upset with what Nemelka was saying, when really, when you think about it, his claim to fame is that he produces a book that's supposed to be the sealed portion of the gold plates. Isn't that Joseph Smith's claim to fame, that he produced a book?
And that's an excellent point. And Nemelka also used the Urim and Thummim as part of the translation process and was able to uncover the sealed portion. And that's, again, his claim to fame, that he's translated a book, somehow making him into a prophet. But What is Joseph Smith's claim to fame? Well, he says he saw God the Father and Jesus, but he was the translator of the Book of Mormon. That seems to be the biggest thing with Joseph Smith, that got his career off to a roaring start.
The way Mr. Vessels was telling the story at the dedication of the headstone, Mr. Nomelka had tried to give the Mormon Church the opportunity to publish his sealed portion of the Book of Mormon. Of course, they rejected him out of hand, and so he decides to publish it himself.
We've heard of others who have used reincarnation to support their claims as being a true church, as splinter groups from the Mormon Church. They call it multiple mortal probations, and certainly that's what Christopher Nomelka has used, saying that you were such people, including himself, saying that he was Hiram Smith. And we have no idea who he claimed Ida might have been. But we know that other followers, in fact, one follower we're reading who has left on his blog, he talked about how he was Isaiah. I mean, so you can make these things up. And even somebody as smart as a lawyer who's gone to law school fell for this, although that lawyer is no longer part of this movement. But he's burned many bridges over these past years in this claim that he somehow is a reincarnated Hiram Smith.
And if you want to know a little bit more about Mr. Nomelka's dubious past, there's another website that's more of an expose on Christopher Nomelka, and it's just www.chrisnomelka.com. Chrisnomelka.com. I think I want to go back to this thing about how people can be led to believe certain things when there's really no evidence whatsoever to support what they are saying. What kind of evidence could Christopher Nomelka really produce to his followers? Did he produce tangible gold plates for them to see? Or did he do like Joseph Smith, the founder of the LDS Church, get them to think that they were seeing plates in a vision? I don't know.
And you have to understand, Ida Smith was no dummy. She had her doctorate in women's studies, taught over at BYU, well-respected, apparently friend of senators. So even somebody like her got involved with somebody like Nomelka, a cult leader.
The danger in all of this, though, folks, is how a person's life can change drastically when they start putting their trust in individuals like this. And as no doubt in the case of his former attorney, Rod Vessels, who's probably very regretful for all the time, and no doubt even maybe money that he gave towards Mr. Nomelka and now no longer believes it. Look at all the pain and suffering he went through in denying what he believed, because from what I understand, he was a Latter-day Saint. He may have gone back to that now. I don't know. But certainly he went through a lot of hardship for putting his trust in a guy like Christopher Nomelka.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. For an electronic donation of $12.22 or more through the month of April, MRM would like to send you a copy of Rose Publishing's 10 Questions and Answers on Mormonism. This full-color glossy pamphlet is chock-full of useful information about the LDS religion. Just go to mrm.org. That's mrm.org. And then click on the Donate button and make your minimum donation of $12.22. Be sure to end your donation with 22 cents so we know you want this resource. And again, we thank you for your financial support.